Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms early on today, then mostly sunny with our high nearing 64. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight with a low around 36. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our high of 59. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy Friday night with a low around 30. Sunny and 53 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially signed the bill that would eliminate the statute of limitations for criminal charges on child sex abuse cases that was passed in unison by the state legislature. As the legislation was crafted by the legislature after concerns from the Kansas Bureau of Investigations finding more than 188 clergy were suspected of committing crimes that included sodomy, rape, and child rape, but many of them being years old and having a statute of limitations not allowing them to pursue criminal activity. And during the hearings in the legislature, it was an outpouring from community members who have been victims years ago.
To be honest, I was really angry that something that happened to me as a child had a limitation on it. I felt I was being punished for not reporting sooner.
Diana Shun, the executive director for the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County, says that now that the bill is officially passed, it'll give some individuals some relief to be able to come forward on their own time.
I think from here on, people will recognize that that is an option that they may have as adults to be able to disclose that information.
Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
High schools across the state of Kansas are preparing for graduations already, especially with one of the first years of quote-unquote normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic. A superintendent for USD 475 says they're excited for the celebrations.
May 21st will be the graduation date for our students. We'll have our graduation at 3 o'clock, and so we're getting all of the particulars in place for that. We have some award ceremonies coming up as well. So a lot of energy and a lot of events surrounding graduation. It's an exciting time because we celebrate the success of our class, of our graduating class, which when you think about it, they've gone through a lot. This class mm-hmm. has worked through COVID. This class has returned to what we call normal. So the resiliency of this group of students has been tremendous. The teachers have done an outstanding job in preparing them for life beyond high school. So we're looking to see great things from this group of students.
At America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Spring is officially here, which means also almost time for camping season, as many individuals try to get outdoors and try to enjoy the outdoors and nature just a little bit. And Diane Becker, Communications Director at LARM, says while you prepare for your camping extravaganza and coexisting with wildlife.
So since you're going out into their space, you have to expect that they're going to be there. And there's no way that, especially in a wooded area with a water source, that those are going to be kept out.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they remind you not to leave food outside because it may attract wildlife and make them dependent on campsites and visitors in order to find their food, and to remember the camper's motto of leaving the campsite better than when you first arrived. They are also reminding individuals about controlled burns going on across the state of Nebraska going into the drought and warmer seasons, but they say campsites and state parks are ready for visitors to begin seeing them for the summertime.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Firefighters Wednesday continued response to the Raleigh County grass fire, which over recent days had built into western Pottawatomie and southern Marshall counties. Emergency management, law enforcement, and multiple fire departments were involved, with reports the fires burned over 2,500 acres. Water drops were used in firefighting efforts. Authorities Wednesday were asking sightseers to avoid the area to allow emergency responders adequate room to perform services. It's hoped substantial rains overnight may help to contain the situation. That weather brought some 3.5 inches to the Blue Rapids and Waterville areas, with at least 2 inches in Marysville. The heaviest rains fell late overnight with a second round of storms. Some of those were severe, prompting a brief tornado warning overnight for Marshall County shortly after 3 a.m., with strong wind gusts to 70 miles per hour and heavy downpours. Earlier in the evening Wednesday, storms developed mostly east and south of Marysville, with some areas reporting quarter and even golf ball size hail, noted particularly in the Blue Rapids area up toward Winifred, and hail noted in the home city over toward the Beatty areas. Earlier in the evening, Marysville did not even receive rain. Again, 3.5 inches reported in some areas, Blue Rapids and Waterville, at least 2 inches in the Marysville area overnight. Shots reportedly fired, hitting the front side of a house in Beatrice in the 400 block of North 13th Street shortly after midnight, early Wednesday morning. Bullet casings were found by authorities at the scene. After responding, it's reported that house was not occupied at the time. The investigation continues. They're asking the public, anyone with information, to contact Beatrice Police or Crime Stoppers. A Hanover man faces pending charges of electronic solicitation of a minor and lewd and lascivious behavior. Matthew Anaya was arrested April 10th and held at Washington County Jail on $35,000 bond. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in a special session Friday, 2 p.m., to conduct an interview for the county administrator position and review updates to the employee handbook. Citywide garage sales are planned in Frankfort Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th. Maps will be available. Citywide garage sales in Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Greenleaf are planned May 5th and 6th in conjunction with the White Way car run. Other spring and summer event dates have been announced. Again, the White Way car run will be May 6th. Mother's Day market in Marysville, May 13th and 14th. Waterville's annual Nickel Day, May 27th. Big Blue River Days are June 2nd through the 4th, and Wymore Days June 9th through the 11th. The Washington County Rodeo is June 16th and 17th. Frankfort's annual Summerfest will be June 24th. Homestead Days in Beatrice June 22nd through the 25th. Days of 49 in Hanover this year are June 29th through July 1st. The Lynn Picnic is scheduled July 7th. County fairs begin with the Marshall County Fair July 14th through the 17th. Washington County Fair, July 20th through the 22nd, Nemahal County, July 22nd through the 26th, and Gage County, July 26th through the 30th. In August, Axtell Days will be August 12th, Beatty Meidel Festival, August 19th, the annual Pony Express Festival, Hollaberg Station, August 27th, with the Palmer Labor Day Fun Day, September 2nd through the 4th, and the annual U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt is September 15th and 16th. Marshall County Historical Society will present WPA scholar Kara Heitz of Manhattan with a presentation, A New Deal for Public Art in the Free State. The program Sunday, April 23rd, 2 p.m. at Marysville City Hall, is open to the public. Lorna L. Adam, age 90 of Odell, passed away. A funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Lorna Adam. Ruth Ann L. Repke, age 97,
formerly of Waterville, passed away April 8th. A celebration of life service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville for Ruth Ann Repke. Linda D. Nooch, age 75, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Linda Nooch. Verna L. Gibson, age 88, of Marietta, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Deer Creek Cemetery north of Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verna Gibson. LaVon K. Cook, age 84, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for LaVon Cook. Neil D. Brock, age 88, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., Centenary United Methodist Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Neil Brock. Lillian L. Rollmeyer, age 91, formerly of Dubois, passed away. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at Freedon's United Church of Christ, Rural Bern, interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lillian Rollmeyer. Barbara B.J. Jackson, age 77, of Pawnee City, passed away February 9th. Memorial service is planned Sunday at 1 at the Schilling Bridge Winery in Pawnee City, with a Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for B.J. Jackson. Terry H. Tamale Hughes, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Terry Hughes. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork tender, mashed potatoes, California blend, and pears. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sky is clearing up today, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, staying cooler with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny and breezy throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Staying sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying a bit warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. There will be a chance for some rain on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. And more showers possible Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 68, record high on this date 97, the average low 44 and the record low 21. Sunset this evening 8:09, sunrise in the morning at 6:43. We were right at 2 inches of rain here at studios in Marysville overnight, with nothing on Wednesday evening in Marysville. 3.5 inches or more reported in some areas. And a cloudy overcast, 50 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 20th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:19.
Alfred Dunner is back at Diane's Dresses in Wymore. Ladies' casual, comfortable, yet sophisicated styles for every day in sizes for all. And through the end of April, Diane is featuring 20% off in-stock wedding gowns. It's a great time to plan ahead and save. Shop Diane's Dresses in Wymore.
Bucks and Grizzlies salvage home splits and a near-choke experience for the Nuggets. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In Denver, the T-Wolves erased a 21-point lead to take a 2-point lead on the Nuggets heading into the fourth, but Denver recovered to win 122-113 and take a 2-0 series lead. Jamal Murray led Denver with 40 points. Nuggets head coach Michael Malone post-game.
I thought he was just so impactful across the board. Passionate, heartfelt performance. I thought Jamal overall was terrific.
No Giannis, no problem for the Bucks. They hit 25 three balls to crush the Heat, 138-122 to salvage a home split. Ja Morant's wrist injury kept him out of the lineup, but the Grizzlies beat the Lakers, 103-93 at home, to also salvage the split. The Grizzlies' Dylan Brooks exchanged words with LeBron James, who led the Lakers with 28 in the loss.
I don't care, he's old. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. I pulled Bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Stanley Cup playoffs, the Oilers look to even their series with the Kings. Tied at two, early third period.
Here's a steal by Costin in the neutral zone. Wrist shot, score! Beat Corpusalo, low glove!
Call on 630 CHED. Clem Costin finding the back of the net. Edmonton added an empty netter later to double up LA 4-2. Roope Hintz logged a hat trick in the Stars' 7-3 drubbing of the Wild. That series also tied at one. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Jesper Fast scoring the 4-3 overtime winner over the Islanders. Canes take a 2-0 series lead. The Panthers erupted for four third period goals at Boston en route to a 6-3 pasting of the Bruins and a 1-1. Series tie. Baseball, the A's have a deal in place to buy land in Las Vegas to build a new stadium and move the team. Max Scherzer was ejected in the fourth inning at Los Angeles after the umpires checked his hand for a sticky substance. The Mets still beat the Dodgers 5-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Hello, my name is Wes Anderson from Frankfort High School. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Thursday, April the 20th. Before we get rolling on this Thursday or Friday Eve, as we like to call it, let's look back at yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for May finished at 672 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. July corn, 636 and a half, down 8. Wheat for May, 681 and 3/4, down 16 and a quarter. July wheat, down 16 and 3/4 at 692 and 3/4. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for May, 861 and 3/4, down 19 and a half. July Kansas City wheat, 849 and 3/4, down 18 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for May, 867, down 18 and a half. July Minneapolis wheat, 866 and 3/4, down 19. May oats, 347 and a quarter, down a quarter. July oats, 341 and a half, down 1. Taking a look at soybeans for May, 1506 and a half, down 12 and 3/4. July soybeans, 1478 and 3/4, down 12 and a quarter. Soybean oil for May, $55.02, down 34 cents. July soybean oil, $55.16, and that's down 37 cents. Cotton for May, $83.24, final price, down $1.31. July cotton, $83.65, down $1.18. Live cattle for April, $175.42.5, down $1.05. High was $177, low $174.60. Live cattle for June, $163.60. Down $1.60. High was 165.92.5. Low 162.75. Feeder cattle for April 204.67.5. Down $1.25. And that's a look at your market information.
Mark your calendars, because on June 11th, changes will be made. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Brian Lubers, associate professor in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine and certified veterinary pharmacologist, gives insight on the upcoming FDA regulation changes for antimicrobials.
The FDA is moving all of the remaining over-the-counter, human medically important antimicrobial products to a prescription-only status. So 2 or 3 years ago now, I think it was, the veterinary feed directive went fully into place. And so any antimicrobials that go through the feed, those required a veterinary feed directive. Many of the injectable antimicrobial products that we use have already been prescription status. And so these are just kind of that last remaining. So it's the injectable penicillin products, the injectable tetracycline products, and a few of like oral sulfa products, the things that you can pick up at a farm and feed store that were labeled over the counter. The FDA is requiring or asking those manufacturers to move them from an over-the-counter status to a prescription status, just like all the other injectable products that we currently use.
Lubers discusses label changes and the importance of the veterinary client relationship.
On the label, previously it says over-the-counter, now it's going to say prescription only. You know, there's a lot of over-the-counter labeled stock out there, and they're not going to ask people to pull that off the shelves right away. They're just going to let that deplete over time. And so any new products that are being manufactured will have that prescription only label. So really what it means is the producer has to have a relationship with a veterinarian, and we call that the veterinary client patient relationship. And then that veterinarian and producer work together to determine which antimicrobial they'll use in a particular situation, what the dose is, what the withdrawal time is, you know, a lot of the things that are on the label. So that'll be part of the discussion. But really, you just have to have a veterinarian either authorize a prescription, or they authorize a prescription and they distribute the drug to you. So like I said, if you're using any other prescription product, it'll look exactly the same as that.
He continues by sharing how these changes may impact veterinarians.
It may mean that they have to carry a little more inventory, you know. So for example, if their producer clients are used to purchasing these products from the farm and feed store or wherever it is, veterinarians might have to carry a little more inventory. If they don't want to handle the inventory, they may say, we're just going to script more of this out. And so from their perspective, there's probably a little additional paperwork for more prescriptions, but you know, the usage of these products in comparison to everything else you've already done, it's pretty small. So there will be a little administrative burden. There might be some inventory burden, but again, it's not a completely new process. It's just adding on to what we already do in large part.
That's associate professor in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine and certified veterinary pharmacologist Brian Lubers with insight on the upcoming FDA regulation changes for antimicrobials. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, with over 1,600 head of early consignments in for the 10 a.m. sale today. That include 46 black fall bred cows, bred black, 3 to 6 year old cows, 5 black cow-calf pairs running age, 15 black fall bred running age, 13 4 to 6 month black and Charlie bred cows, 7 years older, 10 black first and second calf heifer pairs, March and April calves, 15 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 450, 9 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 22 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 5, 27 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 40 weighing in at 4 to 5, 11 black steers and heifers 4 to 550, 40 weighing in at 4 to 550 with 15 weighing 4 to 550, 45 red and white faced black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 15 mostly black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 90 mixed steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 35 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 45 red and white faced black and white faced steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 13 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6. 40 weighing 4 to 7. 30 weighing in at 4 to 7. 110 black steers and heifers, 4 to 650. 60 in at 4 to 650. 30 weighing 450 to 550. 50 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 40 weighing in at 450 to 6. 20 black and red steers, 4.5 to 650. 15 mostly black steers and heifers weigh 475 to 5. 15 mixed steers and heifers, 475 to 5 and a quarter. 25 black steers and heifers, 475 to 575. 35 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 25 black and red heifers, 5 to 6. 11 mixed steers and heifers at 5 to 6. 40 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 23 weighing 5 to 650. 90 at 5 to 7. 35 black Charolais steers and heifers, 550 pounds. 65 mostly black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 10 black and red heifers, 6 to 7. 64 mixed yearling steers weighing 850. 7 Charolais heifers, 850 to 9. 120 black steers and heifers, 850 to 950. And 119 black yearling steers weigh 875 to 9. Again, sale time 10 a.m. today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY. Welcome rains overnight. We had right at 2 inches here at the studios in Marysville. Some areas a little more than 2, 3.5 inches plus reported down in the Blue Rapids area. Had some hail last night, a quarter to a golf ball size hail. Some areas, Blue Rapids over toward Winifred, Home City over toward Beatty. We didn't receive any rain that first round of storms last evening here in Marysville. Overnight thunderstorms prompted a brief tornado warning shortly after 3 a.m. in Marshall County. Cooler high today in the middle 60s on tap.
The Almanac has been sharing gardening wisdom for 231 years. Has our advice survived the test of time? We will let you be the judge today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 20th, the 110th day of the year. Jazz great Lionel Hampton was born on this day, and moviegoers lined up for the premiere of Annie Hall in 1977. During our 231st anniversary year, we're looking back at seasonal advice from early years of the Almanac. Here's some planting season wisdom we shared nearly 140 years ago. We caution gardeners against biting off more than they could chew. Don't try to till too much land, and better stick to what you can do well. We said the quality of the crop was as important as the quantity, and we advised of three things that are best not spread too thin. Time, labor, and manure. Advice that seems just as good today as it did all those years ago. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but with the Kansas City Royals, that's what you get. They got swept by the Texas Rangers with a 12-3 loss yesterday inside Kauffman Stadium. The Royals did manage to get 9 hits in the game, but could only score 3 runs. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers got 13 hits and 12 runs. After the game, here's what manager Matt Quatario had to say.
Nobody's happy. It's frustrating. You don't want to get beat. You don't want to be embarrassed, especially at home in front of your fans. But there's nothing you can do about what just happened.
The Royals immediately will have to travel now as they go for a weekend series on the road against the Los Angeles Angels. Better news will happen for Kansas City next week when the NFL draft comes to town. And yesterday they announced they will have 3 musical acts after each round. Thursday, April 27th, when the draft begins, it will be Fall Out Boy. On Friday, after the 3rd round, it will be Motley Crue. And on Saturday, to wrap things up, it'll be Thundercat. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Maybe we'll never be seen together at night on a crowded street. I may never reach across your body to kill the light of your sleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone. But I can touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home. close as I get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can skate, but still I know that's as close as I'll get to loving you. Need holding, but I'm sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you.